It's time for Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Tonight's game is brought to you by Arkansas State University Mountain Home, Arvest Bank, ASC Warranty, Baxter Regional Medical Center, DQ, Goodyear Mountain Home Tire and Auto Service, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, The Locker Room, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, and the Salvation Army. Now live with the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show, here's the voice of the Mountain Home Bombers, Brad Hallworth.
Thanks, Matt. Very pleasant. Good evening. Welcome to West Memphis and the season finale for the Mountain Home Football Bombers tonight as they get set to take on the Blue Devils. The Bombers 1-8, West Memphis 8-1 on the campaign. Of course, the Bombers out of contention for the playoffs. They have been eliminated from the postseason. West Memphis, we know, already the 2-seed, regardless of what happens here tonight. Tough test for the Bombers. This is a good West Memphis ball club. They suffered their first loss last week at the hands of Pine Bluff, and you know they'll be wanting to get some momentum headed into the postseason with a win here tonight. We'll take a break, come back, talk about this matchup here in just a little bit. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll continue with more of the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
James Boyette, State Farm agent on Highway 62 east of Mountain Home, is proud to present the Player of the Game during the Mountain Home High School football season this fall. This week's Player of the Game is James Swartz. James is a defensive back and kick returner. This past week, James had 9 tackles, an interception, and 2 pass breakups. James Swartz, the Player of the Game against Searcy, brought to you by James Boyette, State Farm agent, Highway 62 east in Mountain Home.
There's a new spirit in Pine Bluff, and it's contagious. Soon there will be a new library, a new aquatic center, a renovated Pines Hotel, a revitalized downtown, and exciting partnerships with the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff. Pine Bluff Rising, which is empowering citizens to make things happen, invites you to keep up with our progress by liking us on Facebook. When Pine Bluff thrives, all of Arkansas benefits. Join us in celebrating the return of a strong Pine Bluff.
A sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I get hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $2,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required. And you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 3636 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 3636. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 3636.
The State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
We're back in West Memphis, about 15 minutes away from kickoff. It's senior night here for West Memphis, their final home game of the regular season. Blue Devils 8-1 on the campaign, and we mentioned coming off that first loss of the year. And, of course, Bob Byrd with me for the broadcast again tonight. And, Bob, this is a game means nothing as far as seedings. They're already locked into the number 2 seed. They've got a bye week next week. So you know the coaches have talked to them about playing well tonight, get some momentum before your next game.
Well, you know, that's true, and we saw the effects last year of them getting beat by Pine Bluff prior to us playing them last year when we beat them 14-7 at Mountain Home.
Right.
They had kind of a lackadaisical, you know, experience with a lot of penalties, weren't real disciplined. And, you know, with everything already set in stone, it's tough to keep your focus. So, you know, the coaches have talked to them about, you know, maintain, and don't back off on your intensity at all. But it's tough to do when you're dealing with 16, 17-year-old young men.
It really is. Yep. The Bombers, on the other hand, of course, knowing this is their last game, and, boy, they'd love nothing more than to go out with a win, especially after that tough loss last week.
Boy, it's a tough loss last week, and you worry about that tough loss last week because we were so close and played so well and really, you know, a lot of people in my eyes and yours, we should have won that ball game for various reasons. But, you know, it's tough to get to reverse a kid's psyche in a week's time.
Yep.
You know, it's just hard to do, and I don't know how practice was this week, but normally after a week like last week, it wouldn't be a very good week of practice. You just hope that they show up and play hard for the ball game.
That's what Brian mentioned on his show a little bit earlier, in case you joined us late, didn't catch that. He said it was not our, as he termed it, our best week of practice all year long. It's that's tough, you know, when you're 1-8 and you play so well against one of the top teams in the conference and had a chance and probably, you know, looking at it, probably should have won that game last week. A couple of breaks didn't go your way,
yes,
but you had a chance to anyway.
It wasn't anything we did wrong playing-wise. Nope. We just had a couple of breaks didn't go our way, and, you know, that's just the nature of the game. It irritates the time, but you got to move past that. But, you know, kids are very smart, very intelligent. They can see the future. They understand what it is. You know, the only thing that motivates them tonight is pride and self-drive.
Yep.
And you hope they have a bunch of that.
We're about 13 minutes away from kickoff. We will take a break. Matt's going to check the schedule for us around the state. A lot of games tonight and some tomorrow night as well. This final week, it's always a split week with some games on Thursday and some on Friday. We'll let him check the schedule for us with the studio report when we continue here in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll have more of the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show in just a moment on Classic Hits 101.7.
James Boyette, State Farm agent on Highway 62 east of Mountain Home, is proud to present the Player of the Game during the Mountain Home High School football season this fall. This week's Player of the Game is James Swartz. James is a defensive back and kick returner. This past week, James had 9 tackles, an interception, and 2 pass breakups. James Swartz, the Player of the Game against Searcy, brought to you by James Boyette, State Farm agent, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Shazam! Are you worried about unauthorized transactions on your debit card? Well, you can bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Introducing Shazam Bolt, the app that gives you access to balance information from your mobile device or computer.
Golly!
With the Shazam Bolt app, you can receive an alert via text or email immediately after a debit card transaction. If the card was not used by you, you can temporarily block your debit card instantly.
Shazam!
Take control and bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank, member FDIC.
Mountain Home Tire and Auto, your Goodyear dealer, is proud to sponsor Bomber Football. We're especially proud of our very own Trey Podwaski. Play hard and play to win. If your vehicle is in need of tires, brakes, alignments, or an oil change, we can also do anything your diesel truck needs, from tuning to exhaust. Come see us at 210 South Main Street in Mountain Home. Your Goodyear dealer, Mountain Home Tire and Auto. Go Bombers, go!
Seniors and their families often struggle with confusion and memory problems. While these symptoms can be serious, many of these older adults also suffer from agitation, paranoia, and dangerous behaviors, which can be even more severe. Dr. Tom Foster, specially trained, board-certified geropsychiatrist, leads a dedicated team of professionals at the Hensley Behavioral Health Center in Mountain Home to help patients and families cope with these problems. Call today to see how they can help. 870-508-6400. HensleyBehavioralHealth.com.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
More than 75 years ago, electric cooperatives were formed to bring power to rural Arkansas. Neighbors came together to build electric lines and grow communities. Over the years, we've created an electricity network that provides reliable and affordable power to over 1 million Arkansans. We live and work in the communities we serve. At homes, businesses, and schools, we work to brighten the future of our communities. We are the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, your local energy partners.
And we welcome you back to the State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show. State Farm Agent James Boyette's office strives to assist their customers in managing the risks of everyday life, recovering from the unexpected, and realizing their dreams. Matt Sharp joining you with our first Classic Hits 101.7 studio report of the night as the Mountain Home Bombers getting ready to wrap up the season against the Blue Devils of West Memphis. So West Memphis comes into this game ranked 10th in the state overall and 4th in Class 6A by the Associated Press. So be a nice way for Mountain Home to close out the season if they could go down and pick up an upset victory and maybe give the Blue Devils a little head hanging before they go to the playoffs. Let's take a look what else is going on. First off, in the 6A East, all the games in the conference are being played tonight. Searcy, who's ranked fifth in Class 6A, is hosting Little Rock Hall tonight. Jonesboro's at Marion, and Pine Bluff, who is ranked sixth in the state overall, second in Class 6A, is at Jacksonville tonight. This is the only game among the local teams, Mountain Home and West Memphis, that is going to be played tonight. All the others are going to be played tomorrow. Yelville Summit will renew the Battle of the Buffalo tomorrow night as they will take on Marshall. The Panthers looking to go into playoff action with on a winning note to the Bobcats looking for their first win of the season. Salem is not playing this week. The Greyhounds have a bye this week before they will be going into the Class 2A state playoffs. Melbourne is playing at Greenland tomorrow night, and Mountain View will be at Clinton tomorrow night in a battle between Yellow Jackets. Clinton will come into the game ranked fifth in Class 3A. Harrison will be hosting Farmington tomorrow night. And up in Missouri, Ava is looking to win a district title. They'll have home field advantage as the top seed in their district playoffs. The Bears will be hosting Mountain Grove tomorrow night. On the Arkansas Associated Press Top 10 games that we haven't yet got to, two other games that are being played tonight. Number one, North Little Rock is at Cabot, and a fifth-ranked Pulaski Academy, who is also ranked number one in Class 5A, is at Mills this evening, so they didn't have far to go at all. Tomorrow night, number two, Bentonville West will play host to eighth-ranked Bentonville. Number three, Greenwood, who is also ranked number one in Class 6A, will be in Percy to take on Lake Hamilton. Fourth-ranked Bryant will be at number seven, Conway. And number nine, El Dorado, who is also ranked number three in Class 6A, will host Texarkana. We've already mentioned all the Class 6A top five games, so we'll go on to the Class 5A top five games that we haven't yet mentioned. Two other games tonight. Little Rock Christian doesn't have far to go, as they'll be playing J.A. Fair this evening. Again, Little Rock Christian coming to this game ranked second in the state in Class 5A, that is. And Little Rock McClellan, who is tied for the number 5 ranking, will be hosting at Little Rock Parkview tonight. Tomorrow night, it will be number 3 Nelton against number 4 Wynn. That will be a huge game, probably the biggest game in Class 5A this year. And Watson Chapel, who is tied with McClellan for that number 5 ranking, will play host to Camden Fairview tomorrow night. In the Class 4A Top 5, number 1 game being played tonight, it is number 3 Warren. They made the trip to Pine Bluff to take on Dollarway, that is. Tomorrow night, it'll be number 1 Joe T. Robinson hosting Mina. Second-ranked P. Ridge will be in Springdale to take on Shiloh Christian. Number 4 Prairie Grove will host Malvern, and 5th-ranked Prairie Grove will entertain Lincoln. Class 3A Top 5 games that we haven't yet got to. Two games being played tonight. Number 1 Junction City hosts Drew Central, and number 3 Mayflower will be at Mariana. Tomorrow night, 2nd-ranked Charleston hosts Manfield, and number 4 Glen Rose will entertain Gurdon. And in the Class 2A Top 5, three games on tonight's schedule, as number 1 Mount Ida will be at Lafayette County. 2nd-ranked Earl hosts East Poinsett County, and number 5 Conway Christian will be at Bigelow. Number 3 Danville has this week off, and Ryzen was scheduled to play tonight, or play this week, but Woodlawn has forfeited, I think due to the lack of numbers on their roster. So that's a look at what else is going on in the state and the area. We'll take a break, get you back to Brad and Bob over at the stadium in just a moment as Mountain Home gets ready to take on West Memphis. You're listening to the State Farm Agent James Boyette pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Arvest Bank scoring touchdowns with great customer service. Being a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers means we care about our community and are here to fulfill the needs of our customers. All of the services of a large bank coupled with friendliness and a personal touch to banking means you can feel right at home with Arvest. People helping people find financial solutions for life. The only bank you need to know, Arvest Bank, member FDIC. Go Bombers!
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Hi, this is Treasure State Dennis Milligan. Every parent wants to give their child a gift that has a lasting impact on their life. What could be better than a gift of college savings through an Arkansas 529 gift plan? Plus, you'll get a state income tax deduction. Visit Arkansas529.org to find out how you can give this forever gift of college savings.
To learn more about Gift AR 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement available at Arkansas529.org.
Now back to the State Farm agent James Wyatt pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Getting close to kickoff, about 2.5 minutes away as the Bombers get set to take on the Blue Devils of West Memphis. Bob, this is a West Memphis ball team that was obviously undefeated before last week in Pine Bluff. Beat them. I wasn't surprised the Pine Bluff won the game. I was surprised at the margin of victory, 33-7. It was kind of shocking.
Well, it's kind of shocking. You know, I think Pine Bluff had the ability to shut down the run game and the pass game for them. You know, Pine Bluff is very athletic, and you know they could man up on those receivers and put seven or eight people in the box to play the run and take the run away from them. And even when they spread the field, Pine Bluff is still athletic enough to cover the receivers and stop the run. So I was kind of surprised by the score. I thought it'd be a much closer game than that, but I think Pine Bluff is just might be a little bit better than what we think.
We'll find out once we get to the playoffs. They're going to be on the side with El Dorado. Greenwood and West Memphis will be on the same side as well. The 1, 2, 3, and 6 seeds are decided from the east. Pine Bluff's the 1 seed, West Memphis the 2 seed, Searcy the 3 seed, Jacksonville the 6 seed. And tonight, just a few miles away at Marion, Marion playing Jonesboro. The winner's the 4 seed. The loser is the 5 seed. For that, the loser is going to be on the same side with Pine Bluff in the second round. Billy Elmore in his fourth season as head coach here at West Memphis. He's won state titles before. He won one at Stuttgart. He won one at Glen Rose as well. He also won one as a assistant coach at Greenwood as well when he was there back in 2000. And he has done a good job. He's only the third coach, Bob, in the last 38 years of this program. Of
course, Grafton Moore was here for probably 30 of those
years,
I think. Yep. Lanny Dawks. And now, you know, and he's trying to change the philosophy. They were always a power football team with great defense prior to Billy Elmore. And he's kind of spread them out and throwing the ball at them more. And the transitional period to doing that, it takes, you know, 3 to 4 years. Develop quarterbacks, receivers, and pass blocking. But, you know, he's done a good job with it. He's been successful. And you can see the Greenwood influence when they spread the field and throw it so much.
Yep. Well, we're getting close to kickoff. We'll take one more break, come back, and get this one started. The Bombers at West Memphis to wrap up the season. Kickoff is next here on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the State Farm agent James Boyette pregame show. Stay tuned for the opening kickoff coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Vince Lombardi and Paul Hornung made history on the football field and deals on the golf course. In 1962, they met in the Spa City to negotiate the all-purpose backs contract during a round of golf. Lombardi said, "You didn't have that good of a year." Hornung replied, "I won MVP of the league. Doesn't that count for anything?" Together, they won three league championships, a Super Bowl, and busts in the Football Hall of Fame. Plan your golf course deals today at hotsprings.org, because the Spa City is Sports City.